Now we're here on a Monday morning, News Radio KMAN's In Focus, and pleased to be joined here this morning by one of our great guests here in the community, Cheryl Collins, Executive Director of the Riley County Historical Museum. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure to have you on. I don't know the last time we've had you on for the full hour, but it's been a couple months. Certainly going to be an enjoyable topic here today, I think.
Well, it's always interesting to talk with you.
Yes, indeed. Well, we'll get into our topic here in just a bit. It's going to be outgrown, outdated, or obsolete. But before we get going, I wanted to just kind of ask you how things are going at the museum. I know you've been closed for a little while, and kind of what the plan is for reopening.
Yes, we've been closed. Our staff's been working from home and a little bit one at a time in the museum. And we are planning to reopen as soon as that's possible. June 1st, I think, is what the plan is. Originally, we were planning to open tomorrow, but the 1.5 specifically disallowed museums. So we've got a plan in place. We'll review it when the time comes and look forward to being open again.
Are there any keepsakes that you are collecting here from the current pandemic?
Yes, we definitely are collecting. We've got photographs. If folks have good photographs, we'd love them to forward them to us. Signs, memoirs. If people have stories about how they've gotten through all this, we'd love to have them.
All right. Yeah, this is living history right now. It's kind of interesting. You know, a lot of folks can't wait for this to be over, but as a historian, documenting all this, kind of probably a little thrilling for you guys.
Well, I can't wait for it to be over, but it has been interesting history.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Do you guys have any resources online for folks, too, if they're itching to do some research?
Oh, yes. We have quite a bit on our website, www.rileycountyks.gov/museum, and then the Riley County Historical Society website at www.rileychs.com. So there's a lot of resources there. I also would recommend going to the Kansas State Historical Society website at www.kshs.org. They have a wealth of materials.
All right, very good. Well, certainly interesting times right now, and 2020 doesn't just have the coronavirus pandemic. I see it here on the Riley County website, the city of Riley celebrating its 150th anniversary. That's, I think, the sesquicentennial. Is that what you call it?
Yes, they are working on their sesquicentennial. They have decided that their actual celebration, their in-person celebration, will be next year. So it'll be 150 plus one. But we'll be collecting history and stories and all of those things through this year and into next year.
Okay. Well, that'll be all right. We'll celebrate at a later date when it's safe to do so. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
So today's topic, let's get into that. Outgrown, outdated, or obsolete. What inspired you to pick this subject today?
Well, we did a class with, I think they were second graders, and we gathered together objects that were no longer used but were important in their time. And for some examples, carbon paper, typewriters, manual typewriters, manual adding machines, and those sorts of things. And we had the kids go to stations and use the items and then talk about how they were used, what would be used today, why things changed, and so on. And it was really fun. The kids were engaged and had lots of great ideas. And so it made me start thinking about all of those objects in life that used to be really important and useful but have not been so important and useful lately.
And, you know, now if people home more often, they're maybe digging out some of that old stuff and just checking it out. I know I've got a lot of old stuff at home that I haven't used in a while. You know, board games come to mind for me. You know, people don't really play board games as much as they used to, but maybe they have more since the pandemic's been going on.
Right. I think so. I think there was kind of a resurgence in board games. I can't remember the name of the ones that my son has played, but it's kind of a special niche in games.
Absolutely. I know Dave was talking earlier about some technology here, even in radio, that's changed quite a bit.
Boy, that's a long conversation in its own right. But, you know, when I first, when I was here in the 80s, you know, it was all on cartridges or reel-to-reel tapes, even this thing called records, vinyl. We don't even have a turntable in the building anymore. We don't have any reel-to-reel machines anymore. You know, and as recent as, what, 15 years ago maybe, we had these mini discs, which were amazing. Oh, yeah. Technology, and then just shortly after that, you know, all the technology came out with people being able to record onto CDs, CDRs. And,
right.
You know, I remember just right over here to my right, down below, we had a little cubby with a red phone. That was the emergency hotline that police or whatever we had that, you know, could do that. You know, talk about rotary phones.
Right. That was one of the things we had with the kids for this class. And it's very interesting because they're used to push buttons, so they would push the holes on the rotary.
Yeah, that didn't work out so well for them, did it?
No, it did not.
But, you know, when I was growing up, we had a little cubby in the living room for the old crank phone. I mean, it wasn't in use at the time when I was growing up, but it was there and it was still mounted. And, you know, telephony. And I know you're familiar with the Museum of Independent Telephony in Abilene, which is wonderful. And a lot of folks don't realize, you know, how much history on a national and international basis Abilene has and Junction City in telephone, because that's where Sprint was founded.
Right, Mr. Brown.
Yes. So there's a lot of neat things there, you know, and obviously technology, you know, the big, you know, I grew up with black and white TVs. Cheryl, you probably did too, with,
oh yeah,
you know, maybe three or four channels that you could switch to via dial, and now you got, for the same amount of money, you can buy a 55-inch screen that can do just about anything for you.
And there's still nothing on.
Okay, nothing worthy.
Yes, nothing worthy. Yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah. We're getting out of that depth of worthwhile television shows. But you know, hey, I got suckered into Tiger King, so.
Well, I think the entertainment bar is kind of low right now.
That is true.
Well, it's always interesting to me to see how younger generations interact with some of the old technology. Ellen DeGeneres, her show, she's done this a number of times. She'll have contests for different audience members to come down and try to use old technology. I know she did one with a rotary phone. She's brought the phone book, which there's another thing that's obsolete these days. I mean,
well, maybe not totally obsolete.
Right. Yeah, mostly it's just a paperweight for a lot of folks.
Right.
It's recyclable.
Well, and I tried to find an address book not too long ago, and it was not easy.
You mean like a notebook type thing that you can write addresses into?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I was looking for, and I had a tough time finding one.
Man, and my wife was asking the other day, she's like, she's going to take some graduate classes at K-State this summer, and she's saying, I need to get a planner. I was like, well, you got your phone, right? And, you know, we just had this conversation. No, she wants to get an actual physical planner that she can hold, a little date book. And it kind of shows.
I'm old school like she is.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's totally acceptable. But, yeah, there's things people don't use. And a lot of it's in the office. Here on the list here, you've got the carbon paper. I can't remember the last time I used carbon paper.
Well, I know these kids we worked with had never seen it. It was a totally new thing for them.
Let alone a mimeograph.
A mimeograph.
Yes. Yes, do you remember that smell? that the mimeograph machines would make.
That's how most kids got high for the first time.
And that purple writing that would
yes.
come from it.
Uh-huh.
And I'm glad I don't have to type the stencils, because if you made a mistake, it was really a mess.
You know, and speaking of mistakes, you know, the correcting ribbons and the whiteout, you know, there's so many things with regard to, you know, what we used to do for writing, whether it be typewriting. You know, I went to school with manual typewriters. And
right.
Wow, then that IBM Selectric.
Did you take Ooh. Typing in school?
I did.
Yeah. I think they call it keyboarding now.
Yeah. You know, just, you know, those old school terms just... They're reserved for us, you know. Okay, boomer, line up.
You know, I'm going to show my youth here. I didn't know what a mimeograph was.
So really?
I don't oh. think I've ever
well,
seen
that was,
one.
That was the early copy machine.
Mm.
And
oh, yeah.
It had this little film that you put in, and you wrapped your original document around inside, and then you just hand-cranked all the copies that you needed.
Wow.
And they had a wonderful, very distinct... aroma that was somewhat intoxicating.
Now I am old enough to remember typewriters, so I know we had a typewriter in the 90s in my house. It was electronic, but we didn't have one of those old school, you know, typewriters. Boy, you talk about something that's not needed anymore. That's certainly an obsolete technology.
Oh, we use typewriters here. Every once in a while there's a something that needs to be typed on, and we use it.
Really? There are a lot of businesses that utilize typewriters. You know, people in the medical field, there's a lot of documents that you have to fill out using a typewriter.
Hmm. Hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, all the typewriters are like, you know, 25 years old.
Right.
But you can still get, like, you know, the ribbons for them and such.
Can you still purchase a new typewriter? Do they still make any new?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I tell you what, we'll take a break. I'll research that. We'll continue our conversation. How about that?
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk with Cheryl Collins more after the break here on News Radio KMAN.